I am A.
Hey!
What's wrong? What's going on?
Now, Andrew.
Oh, yes.
I need to ask you a question.
Oh, God.
Have you pressed record?
What? Okay, look, let's address this then.
Here we go.
So everybody's saying I didn't press record. And yet we got the first one recorded.
Yeah.
I know, I just like the fact that when he put the post up last week about, it was like three facts and a lie, wasn't it? And we were like, no, they're all lies.
Yeah. I honestly thought everybody would say that you'd said something libelous.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'd never heard of that word.
But you do it a lot.
Do I?
That's
where the editing comes in.
1,000,000,000%. So I'm now referring to that as the lost episode.
Yeah.
That is the lost episode. I mean, what happened on that lost episode? It's like, what happened in Vegas?
Yeah. It's,
we're never going to know.
No.
Do you know what, though, Andrew?
Mm-hmm.
The joke that Jordan did.
Yeah.
It was the best joke ever.
It
on that episode. It was amazing.
But you see, you gave yourselves a point each.
No, not that one.
I'm tempted to remove a point.
No, hang on a minute. No, you're confused. I'm on about the lost episode, the episode that we didn't record.
Yeah, I'm on about that. That one.
Yeah, but
you're on about the
keep up.
Oh, I thought we were talking about episode 55 as the lost one.
No, I'm not talking about the lost episode, the one that you lost.
Right, okay.
So I was saying, Jordan's joke was really good.
Yeah.
Yours was really, really bad.
Yeah.
I was really good. And it's gone.
I can't even remember any of it.
No, I can't.
Okay.
But it could have come back today.
Yeah.
If you can remember.
Well, that's the problem, though, isn't it? You should remember what happened. It's lost forever.
Oh, no.
So, what have you been up to? Here we go.
Oh, bloody hell.
Here we go, another tangent incoming.
I've been...
Don't put the cat out.
I've just been doing what I normally do.
Oh, yeah.
Bets, you know, and stuff like that.
Yes, and where have I been this weekend?
You've been with Mr. Luke Littler, I believe.
Yeah, at a race course.
Was that a tournament?
It was like an exhibition. It was Luke Littler and Luke Humphreys. So Luke the Nuke and the other guy. Cool Hand Luke.
Oh, I'll tell you what I did do.
Go on.
I watched a film.
Oh, what have you watched?
I watched Kes. Have you seen it, Andrew?
No, I haven't, but my mate Carl Pilkington loves it.
Yeah,
he swore by that. Never seen it, though, myself.
Andrew?
Yes?
You need to watch it.
Yeah, no, he doesn't do homework. We already established that.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't do it.
But again, isn't this movie about 40 years old? And if I've not watched it in 40 years, I'm probably not going to watch it.
I don't know how old it is.
I think it's a cop-out. Every time we give you homework, you're like, do I have to? He don't care, mate.
Yeah, but he's
all lovey-dovey when we're here.
The Blues Brothers, if you'd sold it the way you sold it to me after the event,
yeah,
I'd have watched it.
Right.
But you didn't.
He's like Mr. Trunchbull, isn't he?
That's a woman.
Mr. Trunchbull, yeah, I know. But he's Mr. Trunchbull now, Andrew.
This reference has gone completely over my head. I don't know who that is.
Matilda.
No, I did. Never seen it, you see.
Google.
There you go. There's another one I'm never going to watch.
Oh, bloody hell.
You know, on that note, the fact that you live in YouTube land,
and
don't watch actual TV.
Yeah.
Are you aware of, like, the assassination of Kennedy and
stuff like
that? No, I know,
but these movies were out 20, 30, 40 years ago, and I didn't watch them.
Completely.
You can't blame YouTube.
Completely flabbergasted me that
flabber what?
Completely flabbergasted me, right?
Right.
That all these classic movies, and you've not seen a single one.
I know, it seems weird.
I've seen quite a lot of classic movies, just not the ones that you watch.
So what would you class as a classic movie?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. It's going to be Muppet's Christmas Carol.
that for sure.
Talk to which.
Although I don't like any of the other Muppets.
No, I know
films.
He says that.
Don't like them. What would I say is a classic?
I'm wondering, you know, whether Andrew's actually got his tree up yet. You know, being summer.
I'll be honest, I was looking at new Christmas lights for the tree just a few days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you come up with your movie yet, then?
What's no, your I'll have to have a think about
Should
that.
Should we come back to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shall we do Flying Facts?
No.
No? Oh.
No.
That means you've got some up your sleeve.
It means I keep being bombarded by these.
Kevin, you have just made my Saturday. You absolute diamond. I can't wait. He's literally my favourite character in Emmerdale.
I didn't send any then.
No, but for some reason I keep getting them.
Hey, mate, I hope you're well. Do you know of any websites where you can create like online polls? Or polls, as you say it. Because I've had an idea for the podcast, but for it, we need a poll.
Shall I explain?
Well, yeah, because I was being bombarded by messages sped up to 2 times.
Yeah.
And you say that he sounds like somebody, but well, I don't know who it is.
Right, let me explain, you and then press play again. Right? Right. This is the greatest discovery ever. In the history of ever. It's amazing. No. Are you all right, love?
Yeah, I'm all right.
It's amazing.
No, it's not.
So Jordan keeps sending me these messages, and I accidentally, playing back a WhatsApp, press times two, 2x speed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And I'll text you back. I said, do you know who you sound like at 2x speed?
No.
Scott Bruton.
No.
Press play again. Press play again, Andrew.
Okay. Right, let me have a listen. Hang on.
Kevin, you have just made my Saturday. You absolute diamond.
Not
I can't
one,
wait.
That's Scott.
Favorite character in Emmerdale.
You sound like Scott.
I think I do see it.
Play the other one.
Hey, mate, I hope you're well. Do you know of any websites where you can create like online polls?
That one
is Scott.
Because I've had an idea for the podcast, but for it we need a poll.
That one I agree with.
Is it like the tone of the voice or something?
It's the northern thing, isn't it?
Perhaps it's that.
But
you sound more northern, sped up.
Scott, we love you, but we need to let him know that he sounds a bit like you, slowed down. What? Hang on, have I got that wrong? If you slow him down, he sounds like you.
I don't know.
Can we ask Scott to send in a recording of himself? Scott, if you're listening, send us in a recording. So, do you agree, Andrew?
Yes, I do. I think, yeah.
He is the greatest.
I don't give a flying fact. Right, am I going first?
Go for it.
I'll go first. Right, I was once involved in a car crash.
Right, okay, that's keep fact, it like.
That's fact number one.
Right, yeah.
Fact number two, I was once nearly, because I'm still here, swept away out to sea.
Right.
And my third one is that I drink 2 cans of Monster a day.
Right.
Which one's the
So lie? The Monster, for starters, just as you know, Andrew, I don't know if you know the Monster, it looks like beer. The big canned people that drink them, it always looks a bit weird to me. And what was the swept out to sea bit? To explain that one. How old were you when that happened?
How old was I? I was about 8 or 9. Yeah, and I was just sat on the sand, and then a big wave coming. Eight or nine?
You'd have been quite a big 8 or 9. How big was that wave?
And what was the first one? Car crash, yeah?
Yeah.
Mate, you'll just go back to 8 or 9.
I think number two is the lie.
What?
Being 8 or 9.
Swept out to sea.
Well, unless it was a tsunami, right? I've got to tell you, his eyes were doing this. Up and down, left and right.
No, I was nearly swept out to sea. I wasn't swept out to sea, but I was nearly
You would have got swept out to sea. 8 or 9, you're massive. Not going to happen, I agree. Not gonna, hang on, what was the other one? Car crash. I've seen Vicky drive you about, mate, so yeah, that's probably quite feasible.
Which do you think the lie is?
I'm going with second one, Andrew. Almost swept out to sea. It's stupid.
I think so.
Yeah, we're both going for that.
You're both wrong.
Yeah, well, what?
Is it the Monster?
Yep.
You know, yeah.
All right.
Thought it might be.
I was.
What do you mean thought it might be? You just said it was
because I was thinking, would his mum allow him to have 2 of them a day?
Well, like, he's not allowed coffee.
Because they're like radioactive, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like bang.
Did your wee glow in the dark when you drink them?
Green.
You need to go.
You don't need a lightsaber.
You need a doctor, love. That's what you need.
We found our level again.
Yeah.
What are your 3 facts?
My 3 facts and 1 lie. Mm. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I was once bitten by a pig. Fact number one.
Yeah.
Fact number two. I once performed on stage with Davy Cassidy. 70s heartthrob, if you don't know. And number three, every time I eat toast, I think I'm going to die.
Why?
I don't know. That you did that. That's my three facts.
Why?
Discuss.
Why?
My son said to me, if you're having a stroke, apparently you get a smell of toast in the morning. You know, like, that's the, one of the first things. So every time I do my toast in the morning, I smell the toast. I think, am I going to die? Or is it just my toast?
Right, you've been bitten by a pig.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He's pondering.
Yeah, I think the toast is true.
Yeah.
So I think David Cassidy is the lie.
Oh, okay.
I don't, because I know your line of work, and I know what you can... What you
yeah,
can
but that's a bit obvious, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the bitten by a pig's a lie.
Right. You're going for bitten by a pig, and you're going for...
David Cassidy.
Okay. The lie is bitten by a pig.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So there you go, George. You get a point.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. Do we get points for this game?
No points for this one.
Oh.
There is for Joke of the Week, though.
Yell.
Hey! Oh, hang on. We had a bit of a mare last time, didn't we, on Joke of the Week?
Did we?
Well, we had our rogue edition where we gave ourselves a point, and Boss Man said, are you taking our points away?
No, I was going to take your points away from the episode that replaced the episode that was never recorded.
Right.
That's what I just said.
That's what you just said.
I'm getting very confused with the rogue. What's the rogue episode then?
The one we did last week.
Yes, I was going to take your points away from that one.
Why?
It's
because you gave each other a point.
And?
Well, that's not the point.
No, it is a point.
It's not the point. Oh, he told the joke there himself. It's not the point.
Give yourself a point there.
Give yourself a point.
So which episode was the last one?
The rogue episode was the last one.
So that was episode 55.
Which is the one where we did our own jokes and gave ourselves points.
Yeah, right. This is 56.
But that was in replacement of the last episode that you forgot to press record on.
Yeah.
No, I didn't forget to press record.
Of course you did.
So the episode before that then, what was the outcome?
I don't know.
Who got a point?
I think I got 2 points. You gave me a bonus point. Because the joke was so good.
No, I didn't. I would never do that.
No, you definitely did.
Yeah, you definitely did.
No, I remember.
Oh, you agree there, yeah?
No, I remember. Yeah. I remember what happened. You told a joke wrong
for the second time.
No. Oh, yeah, you did.
So
chicken joke.
I'm going to change the scores on the doors as they are right now. So that means...
I don't like this game anymore.
Jordan, 15 points to you at the minute.
Whoa!
Get lost.
Kevin, 13 points.
Here's another joke of the week. Go for it.
There was an accident at a nightclub the other night.
Yes, go on.
This guy, he fell from the 25th floor of a nightclub. Yeah. He hadn't been identified, but he's dead. Yeah,
it's a cheerful show this week, isn't it? Go on.
But should I tell you something?
Yeah.
One thing we do know is you definitely weren't a bouncer.
Oh. Right. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty sick. That. Okay. Blokes woke up in hospital after that same accident. Well, some accident somewhere anyway. And he's woken hospital, and his doctor appears above him, and he comes around, he's all dreary. And he says, the doctor looks at him, he says, I'm glad you're awake. He says, right, what happened? He said, well, I've got good news and I've got bad news. And the guy in the bed says, oh, give me the bad news, doctor. Let's get that out of the way. The doctor says, I've had to amputate both your legs. So he says, oh, what's the good news? He says, the bloke in the next bed wants to buy his slippers. Come on!
Do you know what? Yeah, Kevin, I'm going to give you that one. I'm going to give you that.
In your face, Jordan.
Jordan, 15. Kevin, 14.
I'm still winning.
No, I'm catching up. So pleased myself. I'm coming for you, Jordan. Yeah.
Try harder next week, Jordan.
I will do.
See you next time.
See you next time.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.